Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton. And joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Camille Ferguson here to talk about the upcoming Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference happening here in Sitka. Camille, thank you for joining me this morning. And congratulations on actually getting this second attempt of this conference going again in Sitka. I know there's a little bit of a hiccup a couple of years ago with COVID.
It sure was. We got to this point and actually on the radio talking about the conference, and a couple weeks out, the committee and I and everybody got together and said, we just can't do it. People are not coming and travel has stopped. And so we put the brakes on. And so it was kind of a sad thing because we had all the days on a huge whiteboard, and we took a picture of it and just kind of kept it and then wiped it away. It was gone. But the good news is we're back and we're excited. First of all, I want to thank you for having us, Celeste, talk about this upcoming conference. And it is grassroots. If it wasn't for the sponsors and this community and the volunteers on the committee, this would not have happened. The city of Sitka jumped right on board, and we're using the Centennial Building as a venue. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has contributed the complete staff time for me as the Economic Development Director, and Sandy Lorigan and Dale for transportation of this conference. And then, we have Visit Sitka, what champions they are, and the Chamber. They're, the businesses in this community all participating. And from Clinkett and Haida, who's our co-sponsor, Shiatica. I mean, we have a numerous amount of sponsors. But one of the things that is really nice is what we're doing is we're bringing industry together with small communities and cultural communities that have culture and heritage, so that we can learn from each other about the industry and the industry can learn about us.
Yeah.
And so and everyone goes like this, well, it's a 3-day conference. How do I participate? Well, you can participate in the whole conference and register online, and you can Google just Sitka Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference Sitka. It'll come right on up. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and it's a real simple registration process. And or you can come one day. And everyone goes, well, what day would be the best? Well, it's real hard. And if I have time, I kind of want to breeze through the agenda.
Great.
The morning, Tuesday, March 29th is the beginning, is the kickoff. Of course, we're going to have our master ceremonies. Our one and only best person, Chuck Miller, will be our MC, and he's a champion. He's just amazing. We'll have the color guard of St. Michael's Cathedral will be there. Our tribal chair, Woody Woodmarks, the mayor, Stephen Eisenbison, and our co-sponsor, Richard Peterson from Clinkett and Haida, will be flying over here to welcome all the delegates. And then we have a video that will be a message from Senator Lisa Murkowski with some of the cool things that are happening in tourism for the state of Alaska.
Awesome.
So that's just the kickoff. I invited an old colleague of mine who is the CEO of the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association, who will be bringing a good perspective of what is going on with Indigenous tourism nationally. The economic impact, which people don't really understand. And then to include, to make sure that we have inclusion of all areas, we decided to open up free tables to local artists and out-of-state artists that want to showcase their artwork. And we'll have a mini artist market open to the public in the foyer at the Centennial Building. And so during our breaks, delegates can go out and take a look. Community of Sitka can come in and take a look at, what's out there. It's never too early for Christmas. And just saying. And then I have another friend of mine who serves on the U.S. Travel Board with me, and his name is Richard Peterson as well, but he's the CEO of the U.S. Cultural and Heritage Marketing Council.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to come in and explain who is the cultural and heritage traveler. Who are they? And what are they looking for? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the audience, the people that are here at the conference will be people from all over. So we're all going to kind of want to know as we start looking at tourism as a means of economic opportunities and perpetuating our culture and preserving and protecting things. We're going to want to know who's really interested in us. And he'll be bringing that insight. And then we have who used to be McDowell Group, used to do studies in Alaska. I'm fortunate Heather Hoagland will be coming in, and from the new renamed McKinley Research Group, actually was McDowell Group. They will be doing some insights on the data of the people who are traveling through Alaska and looking for Native Indigenous tourism ventures. And, you know, I think it's real important too that, you know, when we talk about tourism development in small communities and cultural communities, I think it's really important that we get a good understanding of how to present to cruise lines and how and what's, you know, what we should do to work with tour operators. But in the flip side, I think it's so important that tour operators learn how to work with Indigenous communities.
Right.
So I have Seleni Mantis, whom I worked with when I was working at IANTA to help develop the global guidelines for operators and Indigenous communities. She's going to come here, and she is actually going to bring those guidelines. I asked her if she can bring 100 copies of them so people who want to take them and learn from them can have actually some resources to reflect back on. And even the tour operators that will be here, because I did, you know, as I go through the conference, you'll learn about who is all going to be here and who will be wanting these tools. Mm-hmm. And we have another really cool speaker, and I love her dearly. Her name's Alexis Button. She used to work for Sitka Tribal Enterprises Tribal Tours long ago. When she was, you know, she was a doctorate who did not actually work, but she went to school learning all about how to. So she started from grassroots so that she can experience from ground zero. And now she is a doctorate, and she writes books. She does consulting. She does great things. She's going to come here and talk about assessing our communities for cultural and heritage tourism development, which will be very helpful for all of our small communities that are looking at tourism. She'll be bringing a lot of her world experiences, and she's just a great person. And she'll be here. She's actually going to spend the weekend and spend a few extra days because, you know, she wants to show her family where she was, where she started from. And then we have an opportunity, because today's that first day is really kind of an interesting day. And I figure there's going to be lots of questions. End of the day, we have a presenter's breakout. So you can actually spend 45 minutes with your speaker and ask those burning questions that you really wished you had an opportunity to do. And that's just day one.
That's amazing.
And that at the end of the day, we have, our closing, our opening reception, and it was sponsored by Gold Bell. And there, we're going to do the traditional warming of the hands, and then we're doing cultural sharing, because we're encouraging those people who want to come to wear the regalia. And when you have the diverse group of people coming here, like the Nez Perce, Paiutes, Arikara, Mandan, Hidatsa tribes, coming here that are from out of state, and then we have our own state, Yupik, Tsimshian, Haida, to see the differences in our, and what we wear, whether it's jewelry or traditional regalia or even modern regalia or modern clothes, because today a lot of the art are put on modern fashion.
Yeah.
So it will be kind of exciting to see that. And that, again, is open to the public. If people want to join, they can register for that. And we will have adequate seating and availability for that. Now, Wednesday, if you have any questions on day one, feel free to
interact. Oh gosh, it sounds like an amazing lineup. For that full schedule of events, for folks who might not have like a pen and paper available this morning, that's all available on the website for
you can either go on Facebook, Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference, or you can go just Google mm-hmm. Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference Sitka, and it'll come up and click on that and it'll go right to the webpage.
And you said, and for folks, for this is open to the public. So not only are you going to have representatives for different tribes and different cultural tourism groups from literally across the country, this is still open for the Joe citizen who wants to come by and learn a little bit more, either to work with tour operators like the cruise lines or with the local groups who are sharing their culture. It's really a pretty wide span of information for lots of different people.
Yeah. And day two is actually geared for those who really kind of want to know what's coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, the future of air and cruise travel. Everybody kind of wants to know. I mean, actually, this time of year, everything stopped.
Yeah.
So where are we now? So I invited Scott Haberstadt, the director of sales and community marketing for Alaska Airlines, who serves on the Alaska Travel Industry Association. He's the president, and I serve on that board with him. I invited him to come talk about what is he look in the crystal ball and tell us mm-hmm. what airlines are doing. And then we have Renee Reeves, who is the Vice President of Government and Community Relationships from Cruise Line International Association. The Alaska region will be here mm-hmm. to look in her crystal ball and kind of look at, you know, what's coming down the pike there. And right after that, I think it's real important because the people that are in the audience are going to be from all over, and they're also going to go, well, how do I even play a part of this, mm-hmm. you know, the independent tour operators that may be coming on Alaska Airlines, or, you know, the people that are on small cruise ships or large cruise ships. Well, I invited a couple really good close people that I work with. Elizabeth Hall, who I've known since she was just a young girl, grew up in the industry with her dad from John Hall's Alaska Tours. Mm-hmm. And they've incorporated Native tourism or cultural tourism into some of their independent operators throughout all of Alaska. She will be here and to help talk about how what they expect and how to work with them. And then I have Zach Kirkpatrick, who is the corporate director of marketing and PR from Allen Marine, mm-hmm. who will be there to talk about working with smaller cruise lines, how to work with them. They go along the Inside Passage and mm-hmm. they do a lot of small places and what's to expect. So, and then you can't help but have the large cruise ship representatives. So I have Royal Caribbean. I have Mike Coaster, who is the account manager, who is from the Royal Caribbean Group, will be there to answer those questions on what the larger ships are expecting and how to work with them. And we will have a lineup of questions for them to start with, mm-hmm. but, you know, there'll be opportunities for questions. And it's not simple to just work a lot of times with the cruise industry when you have to sign contracts. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're tribal government. So we're bringing the talent that we have at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska to the table. And I'm excited that our own Judge David Bollock and our tribal attorney, Diana Bob, will be there to help talk about understanding intellectual property rights and sovereignty.
Wow. Yeah.
And how does that work? And I think it's that's a complex topic. And I think this is where the networking and the sidebars are going to come into play, because there is some exciting knowledge that will be shared, I think, that is real important.
Yeah. And to consider it beforehand. So a lot of communities or different organizations, as we have this greater influx of tourism coming through, to get ahead of it, to have some right. sort of plan in place before this, you know, deluge of interested people are coming by. This sounds like a really amazing conference. And I hate to say that we're really out of time this morning, Camille, but thank you so much for joining me this morning. So for everyone who's interested in attending, this is happening here in Sitka at Harrigan Centennial Hall, March 29th through the 31st. It's open to the public either for individual workshops, whole days, or the entire conference. And you can find more information online about the scheduled events and all the amazing, truly amazing speakers you have from all over the industry and all over the country. Thank you so much, Camille, for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you. And make sure you check out, there's still day three. We only gave a little icing of what's to happen.
If that's the first 2 days, I can only imagine the amazing things you've packed in for day three. Thank you again, Camille.
You bet. Thank you.